This is the ESB Entry 3 Certificate in ESOL, Examination B1. Section 1, Listening. I'm going to give you the instructions for this part of the test. You will hear this sound at the start of each piece. Remember to transfer your answers to the optical mark form before the end of the exam. Now open your question paper and look at part 1 of the listening section. Listening part 1. You will hear people talking in 10 different situations. For questions 1 to 10, choose the correct answer A, B, or C. You will hear each passage twice. You have 1 minute to read the questions for part 1. Part 1, Passage 1. Hi, Lewis. How did your job interview go yesterday?
Well, I thought it went okay. Some of the questions they asked me were difficult, but I think I answered them well and I got on with the person who interviewed me. I enjoyed the conversation.
Well, that's really good. It sounds like you got the job.
I thought so too, but unfortunately, the manager phoned me this morning to say I didn't get it.
Oh no. Did they tell you why?
They said I had the right qualifications and the interview went well, but I didn't have enough experience.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Never mind. There'll be other jobs. Now listen again. Hi, Lewis. How did your job interview go yesterday?
Well, I thought it went okay. Some of the questions they asked me were difficult, but I think I answered them well and I got on with the person who interviewed me. I enjoyed the conversation.
Well, that's really good. It sounds like you got the job.
I thought so too, but unfortunately, the manager phoned me this morning to say I didn't get it.
Oh no. Did they tell you why?
They said I had the right qualifications and the interview went well, but I didn't have enough experience.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I'm disappointed.
Never mind. There'll be other jobs. Passage 2. I'm so excited. I've finally booked my holiday.
That's nice, Laura. Where are you going?
Well, I couldn't decide between a city break and a beach holiday, but in the end, I decided on Crete. It's one of the Greek islands. Do you know it?
Yes, I've been there. It's got lots of beaches and some beautiful scenery. I had a fantastic holiday when I went there 5 years ago.
Yes, and the main reason I chose it is because it's warm and sunny all year round, and I'm going in November, which is cold and wet in a lot of other places.
Yeah, it doesn't get a lot of rain there. You made the right choice.
What about you? Are you going away this year? Now listen again. I'm so excited. I've finally booked my holiday.
That's nice, Laura. Where are you going?
Well, I couldn't decide between a city break and a beach holiday, but in the end, I decided on Crete. It's one of the Greek islands. Do you know it?
Yes, I've been there. It's got lots of beaches and some beautiful scenery. I had a fantastic holiday when I went there 5 years ago.
Yes, and the main reason I chose it is because it's warm and sunny all year round, and I'm going in November, which is cold and wet in a lot of other places.
Yeah, it doesn't get a lot of rain there. You made the right choice.
What about you? Are you going away this year? Passage 3.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome passengers onto this fresh air flight to London Heathrow. The flight should take approximately 7.5 hours, so we will be landing in London at around 3:30 local time. Please be aware that there is no smoking on this flight, and all mobile phones should be switched off now. Laptops, tablet computers, and all mobile devices should also be switched off during takeoff and landing, but may be used at other times. If there is anything we can do for you during the flight, please let us know. We'll be serving lunch in approximately 2 hours, and soon we'll be coming through the cabin with drinks and snacks. Enjoy your flight with us.
Now listen again.
Good morning. I'd like to welcome passengers onto this fresh air flight to London Heathrow. The flight should take approximately 7.5 hours, so we will be landing in London at around 3:30 local time. Please be aware that there is no smoking on this flight, and all mobile phones should be switched off now. Laptops, tablet computers, and all mobile devices should also be switched off during takeoff and landing, but may be used at other times. If there is anything we can do for you during the flight, please let us know. We'll be serving lunch in approximately 2 hours, and soon we'll be coming through the cabin with drinks and snacks. Enjoy your flight with us.
Passage 4.
Please, take a seat.
Thank you.
Okay, I have your application form here, but could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your experience?
Yes, let's see. I graduated from university 3 years ago, and then I travelled for 6 months. When I returned, I worked in an office as a secretary. But I like working with people, so I got a job in a local bar, and I've worked there part-time for the last 2 years.
Okay, you've got quite a lot of experience, but have you ever worked in a restaurant before?
Well, I worked as a waitress in a cafe for a few weeks. It wasn't recently, though. It was when I was at school. Now listen again.
Please, take a seat.
Thank you.
Okay, I have your application form here. But could you tell me a little bit about yourself and your experience?
Yes, let's see. I graduated from university 3 years ago, and then I travelled for 6 months. When I returned, I worked in an office as a secretary. But I like working with people, so I got a job in a local bar, and I've worked there part-time for the last 2 years.
Okay. You've got quite a lot of experience, but have you ever worked in a restaurant before?
Well, I worked as a waitress in a cafe for a few weeks. It wasn't recently, though. It was when I was at school. Passage 5.
Hello.
How can I help you today?
I feel terrible, Doctor.
In what way?
Well, I feel sick and I have a pain in my stomach.
Right. Let me check your stomach and take your temperature. I can't see anything wrong there. When did you start feeling like this?
At about 8 o'clock last night.
When was the last time you ate something?
Yesterday afternoon. I went to my brother's barbecue.
Oh, yes. It was a lovely sunny day yesterday. What did you eat at the barbecue?
Just some chicken, sausages, and some salad. Oh, do you think it could have been...
Yes, it sounds like you ate some meat that wasn't cooked properly. You should rest and drink plenty of water. You should feel better in a day or two, but come back if you don't improve. Now listen again. Hello. How can I help you today?
I feel terrible, Doctor.
In what way?
Well, I feel sick and I have a pain in my stomach.
Right. Let me check your stomach and take your temperature. I can't see anything wrong there. When did you start feeling like this?
At about 8 o'clock last night.
When was the last time you ate something?
Yesterday afternoon. I went to my brother's barbecue.
Oh, yes. It was a lovely sunny day yesterday. What did you eat at the barbecue?
Just some chicken, sausages, and some salad. Oh, do you think it could have been...
Yes, it sounds like you ate some meat that wasn't cooked properly. You should rest and drink plenty of water. You should feel better in a day or two, but come back if you don't improve. Passage 6.
Hi, Tracy, it's Carol. I'm just calling because, as you know, it's my birthday on Saturday the 10th, and I'm going to have a party to celebrate. Are you free that weekend? It's going to be from 8 o'clock until around 1 o'clock. I'm inviting everyone I know, and as my house isn't big enough, it'll be at the pub. If you want, you can come to my house before the party. Around 7? We can get ready here, and then walk to the pub together later. I really hope you can come. Oh, could you bring those shoes that you borrowed last week? I'm thinking of wearing them at the party. Call me back. Bye.
Now listen again.
Hi, Tracy, it's Carol. I'm just calling because, as you know, it's my birthday on Saturday the 10th, and I'm going to have a party to celebrate. Are you free that weekend? It's going to be from 8 o'clock until around 1 o'clock. I'm inviting everyone I know, and as my house isn't big enough, it'll be at the pub. If you want, you can come to my house before the party. Around 7? We can get ready here and then walk to the pub together later. I really hope you can come. Oh, could you bring those shoes that you borrowed last week? I'm thinking of wearing them at the party. Call me back. Bye.
Passage 7.
Hi, Angela. Do you feel like going to the cinema this weekend? There's that new science fiction film out at the moment.
That's a good idea. Although I've got to work until 6 on Saturday. What time's the film?
There's a screening at 6:20.
I think I just missed that, because my bus takes 30 minutes to get to the town centre from work.
Well, there's also that romantic comedy with George Clooney that's on at 7.
I'm not keen on romantic films, but it's a better time for me. Is there a good horror film on?
No, I don't think so. And anyway, I can't stand horror. I can never sleep after watching one. Well, they always show lots of adverts before every film. So could we try the science fiction? You probably wouldn't miss any of the actual film, only the adverts.
That's true. OK, you get the tickets, and I'll meet you there at 6:30.
Now listen again.
Hi, Angela. Do you feel like going to the cinema this weekend? There's that new science fiction film out at the moment.
That's a good idea. Although I've got to work until 6 on Saturday. What time's the film?
There's a screening at 6:20.
I think I'd just miss that, because my bus takes 30 minutes to get to the town centre from work.
Well, there's also that romantic comedy with George Clooney that's on at 7.
I'm not keen on romantic films, but it's a better time for me. Is there a good horror film on?
No, I don't think so. And anyway, I can't stand horror. I can never sleep after watching one. Well, they always show lots of adverts before every film. So could we try the science fiction? You probably wouldn't miss any of the actual film, only the adverts.
That's true. OK, you get the tickets, and I'll meet you there at 6:30.
Passage 8. Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Can you help me, please? I'm lost. I'm trying to get to my hotel.
Sure. Which hotel is it?
I'm trying to get to the Radisson Hotel.
The Radisson? Oh, yes, the Radisson. OK, you just keep going straight until you get to the theatre. Turn right there onto Green Street and go past the station. Then take the first left after the supermarket. The hotel's on the main square opposite a cafe.
How long will it take to get there, do you think?
On foot, about 15 minutes. It might be easier to take a taxi if you have luggage with you. There's a taxi rank over there, next to the museum.
If it's a short walk, I'll be okay. Thanks so much. Now listen again. Excuse me, do you live here?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. Can you help me, please? I'm lost. I'm trying to get to my hotel.
Sure. Which hotel is it?
I'm trying to get to the Radisson Hotel.
The Radisson? Oh, yes, the Radisson. OK, you just keep going straight until you get to the theatre. Turn right there onto Green Street and go past the station. Then take the first left after the supermarket. The hotel's on the main square opposite a cafe.
How long will it take to get there, do you think?
On foot, about 15 minutes. It might be easier to take a taxi if you have luggage with you. There's a taxi rank over there, next to the museum.
If it's a short walk, I'll be okay. Thanks so much. Passage 9. It's Karen's birthday next week. Shall we buy a joint birthday present for her?
Yeah, okay. I've got no idea what to buy her, though, have you?
Well, she's just moved into her new flat, and she doesn't have a lot of things yet. Perhaps we could get her something for her home, like a plant or nice picture for her wall. What do you think?
Yes, but I know she lost her favourite sunglasses last week, so we could get her some new ones.
She'd like that, but sunglasses can be really expensive, and I don't have a lot of money at the moment. And I'm not really sure what style she likes, are you? I think something for her home will be easier.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I saw some lovely framed pictures that weren't very expensive in a shop in town yesterday. Shall we go and choose one for her now?
OK then, I'll drive.
Now listen again. It's Karen's birthday next week. Shall we buy a joint birthday present for her?
Yeah, okay. I've got no idea what to buy her, though, have you?
Well, she's just moved into her new flat, and she doesn't have a lot of things yet. Perhaps we could get her something for her home, like a plant or nice picture for her wall. What do you think?
Yes, but I know she lost her favourite sunglasses last week, so we could get her some new ones.
She'd like that, but sunglasses can be really expensive, and I don't have a lot of money at the moment. And I'm not really sure what style she likes, are you? I think something for her home will be easier.
Yeah, I suppose you're right.
I saw some lovely framed pictures that weren't very expensive in a shop in town yesterday. Shall we go and choose one for her now?
Okay then, I'll drive.
Passage 10.
Hello, this is a message for Mr. Rahman. This is Paul Thompson, the station manager at City Station. We found your bag with your wallet and keys on one of our trains. Fortunately, your phone number was in your bag. If you'd like to come to the lost property office and bring some identification with you, we'll return your things. We're open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can call us on 0800 456 132. We'll keep your bag for 2 weeks, and after that, I'm afraid it will be destroyed. Thank you.
Now listen again.
Hello, this is a message for Mr. Rahman. This is Paul Thompson, the station manager at City Station. We found your bag with your wallet and keys on one of our trains. Fortunately, your phone number was in your bag. If you'd like to come to the lost property office and bring some identification with you, we'll return your things. We're open Monday to Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can call us on 0800 456 132. We'll keep your bag for 2 weeks, and after that, I'm afraid it will be destroyed. Thank you.
That is the end of part one of the listening section. Now turn to part two.